This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, very happy to be with you today. We love to spend this time with you. We certainly do. Monday through Friday, as we discuss issues of importance to your life and faith. Always eager to hear from you. Our phone lines are open for you right now. We've got Matt Gabinski at the ready to take those calls for you today and to get them up on the board that we might address your questions, your concerns, your insights, wisdom, your inspiration, all of that good stuff that comes by way of these airwaves when we come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you that number. It is toll-free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. As I like to say, don't be shy, give it a try. Don't delay, call right away. We look forward to hearing from you. Again, that's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here live. Toll free for you in North America. If you're outside of North America, well, let me give you a number to use too. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. All you got to do is pick up that phone and give us a call. We are here for you. I also want to let you know we're available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. You just have to trot on out there and twinkle those little keys with your fingers. Come up to one of those two places. You'll see a chat feature there. Put your question or comment in that chat feature. Jeff Burson, who is our producer and social media manager, will go right out there and retrieve it. He'll put it up on the board and we'll be able to address your concern that way too. All kinds of good ways you can communicate with us. I'm going to give you another way. You can always email your questions to us or, you know, your topic ideas. Sometimes there's a topic that you really want to know more about. Well, I'm happy to oblige and help you to find out more about it. And we can do that by receiving those emails from you, womenofgrace@ewtn.com. That's the address for our program here, womenofgrace@ewtn.com. What happens when you use that address is that Jeff gathers those emails that you leave for us, and we get into the nitty-gritty of them right here on the air, Monday through Friday at this same time, on the same station, discussing issues of importance to your life and faith. And yet another way that you can join us, we like when you leave a call for us on our listener comment line. That listener comment line is the very same as our on-air number, and it's available to you after 4 p.m. Eastern time. So that is 833-288-EWTN. Again, it's the same as that on-air line, 833-288-3986. Leave your comment after 4 p.m. Eastern time and just say, you know, this is for Johnette or this is for Women of Grace. We'll get it and we will be able to address it. It's always a joy, always a pleasure, always a delight for us to have that opportunity. Do want to remind you that we've got a great weekend coming up. Next weekend, we are going to be in Hollywood, Florida. I am so excited about this. We're going to be at Nativity Catholic Church. We have been working hard. Let me tell you, we have been putting all kinds of loving effort into making this event something simply spectacular for you. So we want you to check it out. The information is available for you at our website. Just go out to womenofgrace.com. You're going to see it out there. It comes right up on the slideshow. You can click on that. That's a hyperlink. Also, underneath upcoming events, it's all listed for you there as well. And we invite you to get out there and check out and see what we're going to be doing at Nativity Catholic Church October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Now, what we've got like three events all rolled together there. And on October 21st and 22nd, myself and Paco Gavarillades are going to be leading a beautiful day for women. It's going to be the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, Leading Like the Lady, the Authority and Power of Woman. This is an important Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. I am telling you, when you go out there and you see the talk titles, you are going to be amazed by it. The whole schedule is available for you there, lays it out for you, and I can tell you it's going to be nothing short of magnificent. I just know it because I know God's going to show up. The Holy Spirit's going to come. And all of that beautiful, beautiful way in which he works blessings into our lives is going to take place right there on October 21st and 22nd at Nativity Catholic Church. On the Saturday there, and that's in Hollywood, Florida, by the way, on that Saturday, we will be gathering October 23rd for a Women of Grace one-day conference. I'm going to be leading the whole conference. It's going to be, you know, really just this opportunity for us to interact and to get to know each other, but it's going to be an opportunity for us to dig deeply into the gift of our authentic femininity. That particular event is Faith, Fortitude, and Femininity, a Formula for Such a Time as This. Faith, Fortitude, and Femininity, a Formula for Such a Time as This. I'll tell you, I just know, once again, that there are great things that are going to be happening. So I certainly do invite you to check all of that out at our website. Now, concurrent to that Women of Grace Day for Adults on the 23rd, we will have a Young Women of Grace event that's going to be taking place as well. And this is for girls that are, you know, basically teenagers. I think maybe a 12-year-old could come too. It's going to be a beautiful time. It is Made for Joy, My Mother, Her Powerful Prayer, and Me. Made for Joy, My Mother, meaning Our Blessed Lady, Her Powerful Prayer, and Me. I think it's going to be just an exceptional time for these young women. Here's the other thing. I do not want for you to want to come and not be able to afford it. And we have a scholarship program set up. So if the Holy Spirit is prompting you and you really want to come, but you're concerned that you cannot make it, we do have a scholarship fund available for you. It is available for you for the Benedicta Leadership Institute. It's available for you for the one-day event. It's available for the young girls. So please do contact us and ask us about that. And you can use our toll-free number, which is not the same as our on-air number, and that's 800-558-5452. That's 800-558-5452. We don't want you to feel badly about calling. We just want you to come because God's got blessings in mind for you. We want to fill up all of those seats with the beautiful daughters of the Most High God so that we can be enriched together. We can come into holy Catholic Women's Fellowship together. We can experience the dynamic of God's will and desire for us as we come together in his name. So check all of that out. Go out to our website. Check out about this upcoming event. It is going to be in Hollywood, Florida, at Nativity Catholic Church, October 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Come for the Benedicta only. Come for the conference only. Come for them both. All available for you, plus the Young Women of Grace event. And, you know, if it's struggle for you to get there, well, we're going to do our very best to get you there. So please do contact us, okay? And all of you that are coming, share that with your friends who have said, oh, gee, you know, I'd really like to come. I just can't swing it right now. If you sincerely cannot swing it right now, we can help you swing it right now through our scholarship fund. So we're putting that out there for you. Oh, dear, have I talked through this whole first segment? I guess I have. Inviting you to give us a call here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation for you. Callers are calling in. Hold on for us here. We're going to be right back after the break. Again, 833-288-EWTN or EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page, chat feature. We'll get your question. We'll address it. Coming right back. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are so happy that you are with us today. We love to spend this time with you, inviting you to give us a call here. Matt Kabinski is on the phones, and he's waiting for you, and so am I. He is at the ready, and so am I, and I'm hoping you're at the ready. Pick up the phone, give us a call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We are poised to answer your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, words of encouragement. We want to hear it all from you today at 833-288-EWTN. This is kind of like a free form Friday. We take your questions on whatever is on your mind and on your heart. We invite you to join us today. You can also join us out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We invite you to use the chat feature there. We've got Rudy with us. Rudy is in San Antonio, Texas this morning. Good morning, Rudy.
Hello.
Hi, Rudy. You're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for picking up my call. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm happy to take it.
Yes. I was speaking to Matt, and I have two questions to ask.
Okay.
Yeah, the first question is, how does one obtain a miracle of healing? And the second one is, can a person in a state of mortal sin still receive a miracle of healing versus a person that's in a state of grace?
Well, gee, Rudy, you know, what interesting questions you're asking today, and let's talk about this. Obtain a miracle, that's a unique phrasing. What I think that you're asking is, you know, can God act in a profound way, in a supernatural way, outside of the natural elements of the universe, outside of the natural way in which the universe unfolds? Can God intervene in the midst of all of that with a miraculous occurrence? And the answer to that is yes. And can someone who is in a state of mortal sin experience a miraculous occurrence in their life? And the answer to that is yes. We know from history and the lives of the saints, for example, that many individuals, when they were in the midst of their depravity, in the midst of their sin, God opened a way for them through a supernatural occurrence. All right? So can it happen? Yes, it can. Should we expect every day to receive a miracle? I think every day that we receive in and of itself is a miracle. And God is in the midst of the reality of time. He didn't just wind this clock up, as the deists say, and leave us on our own and move away from us. God is with us. He is abundantly involved in the history of man. Recently, I interviewed Father Longenecker, and Father Dwight Longenecker said that he remembers what he learned in Sunday school. His sister, the woman who was teaching him, said that history is his, meaning God's, story. And it's the story of his interaction with man, bringing man into the fullness of truth, leading man to himself that man might be saved. And so God does intervene in people's lives. Every day God is intervening in our lives. And I always encourage us, keep our eyes open, be looking for these interventions of God. Now you're talking specifically about a miraculous healing here. Can that happen? Yes, it can happen. Has God healed people who were in the state of mortal sin? Yes, God has healed people who were in the state of mortal sin. And so that is possible. So for example, if you're praying for somebody and you know that they're very far away from the faith, can you still pray for a miracle for that person? Yes, right? The greatest miracle, however, that God could bring that person, the greatest miracle that could happen in that person's life is not so much about their physical healing, but about their spiritual healing. The fact of the matter is, we're all going to die, right? So death is inevitable unless Jesus comes again very soon. Most of us, all of us, will die, you know, unless he does come again. So death is inevitable. And the ultimate reality is to be preparing for that life on high in Christ Jesus, to be preparing for eternal life. So the greatest healing that can come is spiritual healing. So we pray for everyone to receive that which they most need from God, whether it be a physical healing or a spiritual healing. We want their salvation. That is the ultimate good. So the answer to your question is yes. Now, if a person is in the state of grace, then there is a facility that's already at work within them. They are already in participation with the divine life because that's what grace is. So there is already this union with God taking place within them. Now that union with God needs to progress. And the more godly life we live, the more we live according to the laws of God, according to the teachings of the church, according to the Beatitudes that Jesus gives us, the more that we are invoking our Lord in prayer, the more that we're calling upon him and cooperating with the grace that he gives to us, you know, the greater degree of union with him we attain, the greater degree of holiness we attain. And to that extent, this facility of grace grows within us. So we make ourselves more available to receive grace, more grace, the more graceful we are. Okay? So does that answer your question, Rudy?
Yes, it does. I would like to ask for a prayer request, if I can.
Sure. And what are we praying for? Okay.
My eyes have been, hurting a lot. I've been having a lot of vision problems. So I'm kind of on this journey of just realizing just my life and dwelling on my life a lot. And, you know, like what you said earlier about God leading me to more spiritual life and this and that too as well. I do see that there's a lot of graces in that. I do see that I'm becoming more spiritual in my Catholic faith and believing in everything what Jesus said. And it's beautiful. It's just sometimes I feel a little in despair that, you know, I'm still a young man. I'm in my early 30s. I'm 31. And I feel like there's so much stuff I'd like to do and see, but I'm kind of not too sure what God has planned for me on this earth. But I do agree that, you know, God is not just putting me here and that's it. So I guess prayer for hope and courage and, and faith. And if it's God's will to heal my eyes too, but I just leave it up to God at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Rudy, you know, I'm happy to pray with you for this request. Absolutely happy to pray for you. And you know, as it, part of our journey in drawing near to God is to allow him to work within us and to separate ourselves from those things that would separate us from him. And so the very first way in which we begin this process of union with God is to take advantage of all of the means that he gives us. And through the sacramental structure of our church, we have great means. We have the opportunity to sit before him in the Blessed Sacrament. We have the opportunity, if we're in a state of grace, to receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity. We have the opportunity to use the sacrament of reconciliation whenever we become aware of a weakness or a failing. We should always use it if we are in the state of mortal sin. And these are the ways that God begins to open us up to receive more of him and more of him and more of him. So we are going to pray for healing for your eyes. I'm going to pray for healing for your emotional state, that you do not fall into despair. That's a tactic of the enemy. He wants us to despair. He wants us to lose hope. God tells us in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, one of my favorite verses, Rudy, he says, I know well the plans I have in mind for you. And I'm going to make it personal for you, Rudy. God says, I know well the plans I have in mind for Rudy, plans for his welfare, not his woe, plans for a future full of hope. Those words that were given to Jeremiah all of those centuries ago have an application for you today, Rudy. God wants you to know that he has not abandoned you, nor has he forsaken you, that there is nothing that you have ever done in your life that could separate you from his love, that his greatest desire is that you know him, that you experience that abundant life he wants you to have, that you turn to him fully and let him do this work in you. And sometimes, Rudy, in God's providence, he entrusts us with, as St. Paul calls it, a thorn in the flesh. Sometimes he entrusts us with a suffering, whether that suffering be physical, whether that suffering be emotional, whether it be psychological, whether it be a relationship issue. We're all going to get a cross because God uses that cross for our purification and sanctification, but also in a certain way to wake us up, to make us see that there's far more to this life than the riches of the world and all of the things that we would like to accomplish here. He wants us to know that there is a life after this life, and ultimately it is that life that is eternal and not this one. And so we set our heights higher than on the terra firma of the earth, right? We set our eyes on the splendid realities of heaven. So as we pray, you know, I want you to ponder that God knows the plan he has in mind for you. And it's a plan for your welfare, not for your woe, a plan for a future full of hope. Some of the great saints discovered that it was in the midst of the cross that they were covering that they came closest to God and that they could feel his presence in a very, very intimate way. And I desire that for you. Obviously, it would be just tremendously grand if God in his goodness saw fit to restore your sight and to make it just as perfect as it could be. But if God knows that this is something that he's entrusting to you for a good that we can't even begin to imagine, then we seek to embrace that and to move forward in it. And so, Father, you know, I present Rudy to you, and I just have to tell you, Rudy, that the sincerity in your voice, you know, I just know that the sincerity in your voice touches God very deeply. He is your Father. And when we come to our Father with great sincerity of heart, oh goodness, he makes haste to help us. And so, Father God, I present Rudy to you in this moment. And he comes with a very special request, Father. The request of his heart is that his eyes be made whole, that he does not succumb to despair, that he, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is able to stand tall in the midst of this circumstance, not through his own strength, but through heaven's strength operative within him. And so I ask, Father, that in your mercy and in your kindness, you would grant these requests. I know you love him. I know you love him so much that you sent your only begotten son into the world to die for him, that he might have eternal life. And so, Father, I ask that in this moment of deep intimacy, where your divine and holy presence can be truly felt and acknowledged and given assent to, that this become a moment of transformation for Rudy in all of the ways in which he needs to be transformed. Free him from doubt. Free him from confusion. Free him from spiritual blindness. Heal his eyes, Lord, that he might see clearly the beauty and wonder of this world that reflects your divine and holy majesty. Lead him from any darkness, Lord, into the glorious light that awaits him, that light of truth that comes by way of your Holy Spirit. And Father, it is with absolute faith and hope and trust, great confidence and assurance, that we raise this petition, this prayer, this supplication to you today in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there you have it, Rudy.
Oh, thank you. That makes the day a lot better. Thank you.
Rudy, I'm going to be praying for you through the day, okay?
But thank you. I wasn't too sure how this, you know, calling a radio station, but it was very blessing. Thanks.
I'm glad. God bless you, Rudy.
God bless you, too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So I'm going to call on all of you now, too, to lift Rudy up through the course of the day, right? It's in these moments that we realize that when we come together as the mystical body of Christ, great things happen. Great things happen. That's our hope. That's our surety. That's our trust. Let's go to Mark. Mark is in Virginia today. Good morning to you, Mark. How are you?
Jenna, I'm okay. I called you 3 months ago after Juliet passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blind.
Yes.
And yesterday would have been our 20th wedding anniversary. It was just horrible. I was just hopeless. I cried a lot. I wanted to throw up all over the place. I was praying, but I was on a real fast roller coaster,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't stop it. I'm going through counseling, and I called my counselor. I said, I'm having a real tough time.
Yes. And well, Mark, you know, you're going to have these moments. It's been
terrible.
Yeah, I know. I know what that's like, Mark. You know, I remember when I lost my son, you know, and that was just, oh my goodness. there's no words to describe that kind of pain and suffering. And I remember, you know, in those early days, it seemed as though I was really in a protected shell. The loss was great. It was extreme. But in some way, I knew that I wasn't feeling the full weight of it. And God's consolations were there. But, you know, there comes a point at which we have to maintain our sanity, reckon with the fact that our loved one is gone and our loved one is not coming back in this world. We will see our loved one again, just not now, just not in this temporal life. We'll see our loved one in eternal life. And so God begins to gradually withdraw those consolations of those first few months so that we can deal with the full weight of that grief. Because if we don't deal with the full weight of that grief is going to turn on us. It's going to become a morbid grief, and it's going to lock us in its grip, and it's going to put us into a type of bondage. And I think that that separation from the consolations, it's definitely no indication that God is separated from us. It's just that God is saying, okay, now we've got to deal with this. And when that first begins to happen, this rush, this onslaught of grief comes, especially at key moments like you experienced yesterday. And in a certain sense, that's a sign of progress and moving forward. So I want you to hold on to that. Okay, I want you to hold on to that. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back to you. And friends, our phone lines are open for you too. It's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and those phone lines are open, as you just heard. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're looking forward to hearing from you. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page, also available for you there. I've been telling you all about this great event that's coming up in Hollywood, Florida at Nativity Catholic Church, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. You can come for the first 2 days. That's the Benedict Enrichment Seminar, or you can come for the Women of Grace Retreat that is taking place on that Saturday. All of the information is up there for you on our website. Additionally, I want to remind you that Jack and I are going to be at Malvern Retreat House the weekend of November 12th through the 14th. It is a couples retreat. It is the third time that we will be there. It's a retreat all about marriage. The theme this year is No Greater Love. It starts Friday evening, November 12th at 5 p.m. And it ends Sunday, November 14th at 12 p.m. noon. So we certainly do want you to get out there and read about that. That's there for you underneath our upcoming events. You can click on that. You can read all about it, and you can actually even register there. So we invite you to check that out. Jack and I would love to see you there at Malvern Retreat House, November 12th through the 14th. It's going to be a beautiful time. We've had great times there in the past at the other two retreats. We have a lot of opportunity to interact with each other, to have fellowship together. Couples get to meet other couples who really care about marriage, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful opportunity. Well, we have Mark on the phone with us, and you'll remember that Mark was with us prior to the break, and he was sharing about his wife who died just 3 months ago. And yesterday was their 20th anniversary, and he's struggling with this. He's having a hard time. Mark also is visually impaired. He's blind, and there he is, and he's feeling, you know, very crestfallen and grief-filled, and we well understand that. So prior to going to the break, we were talking about how it is that we make our way through this time of grieving. And so, Mark, I was sharing with you that, you know, God does begin to allow the full weight of that grief to take place with us, in us, to unfold within us, lest we get caught in a terrible, morbid grief. And that, you know, it may well be that you are the beginning stages of feeling that weight. But it's also a sign of progress, because until we feel that weight and through the grace of God respond to that weight of grief in faith, then we stay stifled where we are in that particular stage of grieving. What I can tell you is that you will always grieve your wife. When we love someone, there's a part of ourselves, right, that is always open to them. And I discovered after the death of my son and then my husband, my late husband, that, you know, love doesn't die when our spouse dies or our child dies or a loved one dies. But love has a capacity to grow. And through the communion of saints, there is still a connection to our loved one. And so you will always have a special part of your heart that belongs to your wife who has passed away and gone on to her eternal reward. But that doesn't prevent you from moving forward in your life. Marriage, of course, is for this world. It's not for the next world. Love is for both worlds. And that love becomes this holy cord that keeps you connected through the communion of saints. St. John the 23rd said, though, our loved ones are not separated from us, only invisible to us. So I have found it helpful to occasionally talk to my deceased loved ones, my son, my late husband, my father, my mother. You know, we can do that. Through the communion of saints. That's not the same as trying to call up the deceased. It's not that at all. It's something that takes place in the eternal dimension, because that's what prayer is. So, Father God, I just present your son to you in this moment, and you see the grief in his heart, and I call upon you, Mary, our mother, because you were so pure and so holy that when you lost your spouse, St. Joseph, you suffered to the greatest depths that any human person could suffer over the loss of a spouse. And the Holy Spirit came to your aid. And the Holy Spirit brought to you that comfort and that solace to make it through that time. And Mother, you know, isn't it interesting that even as you were losing St. Joseph, and then he was taken from you, you knew that you would also lose your son, and he would be taken from you too. And again, the spouse of your soul, the Holy Spirit, came and comforted you. And Mother, in that comforting, in that divine regard of God himself that was placed into you, we can find safe refuge. All of that beatitude that you received in your grieving moments is now held in the reservoir of your immaculate heart, which becomes a place for us to enter into, to really be tucked into, so that we can experience that same consolation that you received. And so, Mother, in this moment, I ask that you mystically take your son, Mark, into your most immaculate heart, and that with that mother's love, you share with him the consolation that you received by way of the Holy Spirit in your grieving moments. May he find solace, Mother, in your heart. May he find that balm that brings comfort and brings hope. And if you're suffering in any way, my dear friend, right now, we're praying for Mark in a very particular way, but that heart of Our Lady is always open to you. And you can gain entrance there. And God desires it. Don't you think that our Lord many times found solace in the heart of his mother? Of course. And it's part of your redemptive grace that he wants you to know. And so, Father, we do lift Mark to you and all of our listeners to you in this moment. And we ask that they would be joined to our Blessed Mother in a most significant way. And we pray this prayer in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of Our Lady. Amen. Mark.
You can pray for me anytime. Anytime at all. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
God is so good, Mark.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And you can tuck me into your rosary. I mean, I'm just flying. Oh, my goodness.
Well, may God be praised. May God be praised.
I'm so thankful for you. I am. I mean, Juliet and I were frequent listeners to you and your program, and we just sucked it up like a sponge.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Mark? God has been holding that prayer for you in the eternal moment from before the very foundations of the world were laid in place. So that prayer is always there, and the benefit of that prayer is always there for you. And I will tuck you in today, and I'll tuck your Juliet into my rosary today too, okay?
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you very much. Okay. Don't forget to pray for me too. I really need it.
I do all the time.
Thank you.
You don't know it, but I do. Every
Thank
day.
You,
I mean, oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Mark. I'm a most grateful beneficiary of your prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Rick. Rick is in Indiana today. Good morning to you, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
So I've had a very strange week that really has helped me put, my spiritual life back in order. So last Friday, I lost my job.
Oh.
So normally that would bother me a lot, and it did. But with it, my mom was taken to the hospital with chest pains.
Oh.
So that put things back into perspective. The next day she got out. So, you know, it was kind of a reminder that what's important in life.
Yes.
That's our souls. So a couple days later, then my dad got sick, and so then 2 days after that I went and visited him, and it was clear he wasn't going to make it.
Oh my goodness.
So I called all my siblings up, there's five of us, and we all gathered around, talked to him and wished him, prayed for him. So then everybody thought he was going to be okay. At least for a little while, but I didn't. So I thought, well, I'm going to stay with Dad. And my siblings suggested we listen, or my dad and I, who love Notre Dame, mm-hmm. listen to the Notre Dame game. It would bring him joy in the background. So I almost turned the TV on, and I thought, you know what? I think I better say a rosary. So I started with the Glorious Mysteries, then went to the Sorrowful, and then on the second joyful, on the visitation, I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask Mary to come visit my dad and take him to heaven.
Oh, my goodness, Rick. Go ahead.
So, the called Joy, Not Sorrow. But the, as soon as I said those words, the room filled up with a sweet smell. It wasn't like a floral smell. It was a smell like, I don't know what it was. It was a strange smell. So I opened my eyes and I saw Dad had tickets. His last breath.
Oh, Rick.
So why it's sad to lose your dad. How I lost him, holding his hand, saying the rosary, as he had said the rosary with me when I was a little boy, was probably, well, not probably, was precious, to say the least. So, while I am sad to lose Dad, I'm so joyful, unbelievably joyful, and how I was able to lose him.
Golly, Rick, you know, when you talk about the grace of a holy death, you had the opportunity to not only witness it, but you had the opportunity to participate in it. What an amazing, beautiful moment of entrance into eternal life your father had. By way of your prayer and your request of our Blessed Lady and the aroma that filled the room, you know, obviously a sweet sign from heaven that all is well. What a beautiful moment. I am, you know, I'll tell you, I have to say this, though it sounds very odd, I'm so happy for you. I am so happy for you because the grace of that moment is going to live on in your heart and it's going to become a beautiful place to return to. Interesting that all of that happened within such a short period of time. You know, we're living in a very unique moment, and I think that as you tell your story, it's obvious to me that God is pulling out all of the stops to let us know that he is with us, to let us know that he is near us, to give us that hope and that consolation that we need. As a remarkable sign of his providential care for us in all things. And I just know that your story today has touched the hearts of thousands of people who are listening in this moment. Touched the hearts of so many men and women, and maybe even children who are hearing your story, your witness, the level of your faith, and the fact that joy and sorrow can coexist in the human heart at the same time, that they're not paradoxical. I am so grateful for your call, Rick.
Well, thank you.
It's a beautiful witness. Thank you so much for sharing it, and share it with everybody you can share it with, because it's a sign of hope.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you, Rick. Bye-bye now. You know, I am so emotionally moved by our program today. I don't know how it's striking you, but I am just so aware of the providential nature of God, and how he does not want for us to worry or to be anxious. He doesn't want us to lose hope. Yeah, I know, you know, that there's difficulties right and left in every which way. But God is saying, put your eyes on me. Look to me now. And he's providing us with these beautiful moments on this program that we might be lifted up. I mean, it's a Kairos moment. It's an intersection. It's God breaking through time to to be with us in a very special way through our program today. And I hope that, you know, after this program is over, that we don't lose sight of what God's done here. That we have the capacity to hold on to the grace that he's giving us right now. And we just need to reach out and to, it's laying hold of us. Will we embrace it? I guess that's the question. And I ask that question of you, but even as I ask that question of you, I ask that question of myself. Will I embrace it and let this be the motivating force in my life? Emmanuel, God with us, God's providence, our daily bread, our portion, our assurance, our hope. Let's go to Ann. Ann is in New Jersey today. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Hi, Joanette. This is Ann. You're Ann.
Oh, this is my Ann. Hi. Oh, how are you, my Ann?
I know. My reason for calling is fitting right into the theme of the program. I loved Rick's story, and he is going to use that, and that story of his is going to lift so many people and to help them turn their hearts and their eyes to God, just as your story that you have shared many times, but I have actually used it twice now, the story of when you lost your son, and you said, you know, you were on your knees, and you just said, you know, I don't remember the words you were saying, but that God gave you the answer to your in your heart, that he took your son because it was the right time, the best time for his salvation.
That's
and
right.
And that story just lifts people. They just kind of all go, wow. And it's just an amazing thing that these stories, these beautiful God incidences, as my friend says, just happen. He allows them to happen. He wants us to use them to share over and over to help
bring right.
people to him. And it's amazing. And praise God. And that's why I called.
Well, Anne, I love you so much. Thank you so much for calling. And, you know, you strike upon something that's very important. And I think it's what's absolutely essential today. You know, I remember something that I think it was Paul VI that said this. He said, people need witnesses more than teachers today. And he said that they need heralds of the gospel. And the best way to teach, the best way to encourage, the best way to communicate the faith is through our own personal witness of it. You know, yes, the theology is important, and yes, the catechesis is important, and yes, scripture is important. But what moves hearts is the testimony of God's action in our lives. It opens them up so that all the rest of it can pour through. And your encouragement today to continue to tell our stories, and your encouragement to Rick to continue to tell his story, and Mark, for you to tell your story, for everyone to tell their story, Rudy, for you to tell your story, that is so essential, and it's so necessary, especially in this day and time where the evil one is pulling out all of the stops and wants us to lose faith. We're called to be that beacon of life, heralds of the gospel. We're called to be witnesses. We're called to live what it is that God has entrusted to us, and then to share his involvement in our lives with others. It's so good to hear you. I think about you all the time, Ann.
Oh, well, thank you. I hear you, so, you know, I think of you all the time.
Well, thanks for your call. And listen, we're hoping to be in Malvern for a Women of Grace retreat sometime this summer, probably
yeah.
July. Please come.
So
I just want to give you a big hug.
And Okay.
We got to go. And listen, friends, you know, all of these beautiful events, what opportunities we have to share, to commune, to come into close fellowship. Please join us for our Women of Grace events, our retreats at Malvern, wherever it is that we are, at Nativity Catholic Church in Hollywood. You will not be sad. God shows up when his people are gathered together. So come. and see what he wants to do in you. It's been beautiful being with you today. You make my day, all of you. And yes, the chaplet of St. Joseph is just fine to pray. God bless all of you. Bye-bye.